Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel, we finished chapter 3, verse 16. So listen today as we start Joel 3, verses 17 and 18.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, today we're going to get started in Joel chapter 3 and verse 17, and we're going to be looking through the rest of the chapter at that great news for both now and forever. Oh, you don't want to miss out as we finish out the book of Joel over these next few weeks. And so I hope that you will have Bible, pencil, and paper ready. And let me encourage you to take down our website. It is www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. Another way of doing that is, again, is sermonaudio.com/. Now, that right slash is that line that's underneath the question mark on your keyboard that leans to the right, okay? So, /CENTRALBAPTIST. And that will take you right straight to our website. And you'll see our radio program listed right there. As a matter of fact, any radio broadcast you might have missed is right there. So let me encourage you to go to that website and use that website. Now, we also encourage our listeners that if you're in the Florida area, that you'll stop by and visit Central Baptist Church. We're about an hour away from Orlando, maybe an hour and a half, and we're centrally located in the state. And we would love to have you come by and visit us. You can go to our website, get our address, get directions there. And we would love to have you come. Now, perhaps you are on vacation and you're traveling and you just can't find a Bible preaching church with good godly music in it. And you would like to have church services on a Wednesday night or on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night. So let me just give you this. Our meeting times for our church services are 7:30 on Wednesday night. That is a Bible study where we go verse by verse. Many times the Bible studies I've been doing on there, I have used a couple of years later on our radio broadcast. Right now, we're in the first chapter of the book of Titus, and we would love to have you come and listen as we teach from the book of Titus verse by verse. And then on Sundays, of course, our morning service begins at 11 o'clock a.m. and our evening service at 6 o'clock p.m. Now, again, all these times are Eastern, and it is live streaming video as well as audio. And so you can just tune in, watch, sing with us as we're singing. You can sing with us. Then open your Bibles. I preach the Word of God. We would love to have you as a part of our church services. Now, finally, let me say this. You know I've always said this, and I will continue to say it. Your tithe belongs to your local church. And we also don't take the place of your local church. Rather, we are there when your local church is not meeting. And so we encourage you first to your local church, and you tithe to your local church. An offering is anything above a tithe. A tithe is 10% of your income. Above a tithe is an offering. And if you would pray and ask God to lay us upon your heart, we would use that offering to apply to the work here. Again, none of us receive a salary for the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. Matter of fact, we have a radio station now in the Ocala area, and no one receives a salary for that either. And so we all give our time in order that the monies that do come in can go to the propagation of the Bible, getting it out throughout all the world. And so we need you to help us proclaim the Bible through the means of radio and our Bible study here, as well as our radio station. And you can do that. But again, pray about it. And if God lays it upon your heart, please give. Many things come up in the course of a week. Sometimes it's just a very simple thing, but other times it requires buying brand new equipment. And so I hope that you can help us out. We would love to have you do that. And what a great blessing that would be to us. Well, I hope you have your Bibles ready now. We're going to start here in Joel chapter 3 and verses 17 and 18. And as always, we use the King James Bible because sometimes there may be a word in another version of the Bible that it really isn't a part of the manuscripts in which the Bible is written, or there may be some words absent that should be in there. More often, that is the case. I think of Colossians 1:14, where we see that we have forgiveness, and they leave out through his blood in many of these things, and they say, well, it's not in the best manuscripts. Actually, I've checked it out myself. It is in the best manuscripts, and you can go to the bank with that, and maybe not a earthly bank, but you can go to the heavenly bank with that statement. So I would encourage you to have pencil and paper ready to write down a good King James Bible as we get started. Now we read here in Joel chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, it says, so shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Now, my friend, those are great verses there. So much we've been looking at through the book of Joel because of the context, and that's the way it's written, of God's judgment. But now we are starting to see the blessings that God's going to pour out in that future day. Do you realize that Jesus Christ, who was God in heaven, who left there, was born of a virgin, lived on this earth, and he suffered greatly. Yes, Philippians 2, verses 5 through 11, state it rightly, where he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But he made himself of no reputation. And you see, that's what he did. He humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But that's not where the story ends. It says, wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name that's above every name. Now, this is the name of Jesus in his humanity. Now, he was always God throughout all eternity past. But when he took on a human body and a human spirit, then he was the God-man. 100% God, but also 100% man. And in that humanity, he also, it wasn't just given to him, he pretty well earned it, a name, a great name. And so, wherefore God hath highly exalted him, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, and things on earth, and things underneath the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. Now, let me just give you this little tidbit. That's a great name that every knee would bow. But Psalms 138:2 says that he's exalted his word even above his name. That's why the word of God, the Bible, is so important. And that's going to give us the words of life. The Bible's going to give us instruction on how to live this life. We need to read it to know it. We need to meditate on it for God to teach it to us and to understand it. and we need to obey and live by it. And because it is what we need as we're on this earth. But now understand, Jesus has this high exalted position throughout all eternity. But when he was on the cross, in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, we're told that he despised the shame. Oh, it was terrible. He so despised the shame. And he endured the cross. It doesn't say he enjoyed the cross. No, he endured it, the Bible tells. Despising the shame, but for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. You see, it was the joy, knowing what's ahead in eternity. And so here's a book that's ending here as we're getting down to the last few verses, and we're seeing that at the end, he's saying the reason we endure, the reason we don't compromise, the reason we stay true to the Word of God is that the best is yet to come. As a matter of fact, Romans 8:18 tells us that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, suffering can be great, and I've seen some people suffer greatly. I'm doing a funeral tomorrow of a dear godly lady who went to be with the Lord, and yet her family grieves. And it should be that way. Because we do have sorrow, but we sorrow not as those that have no hope. I tell the people about every funeral I go and do that you're here in one of two ways. You're either here to say goodbye, or you're here to say, I'll see you later. And oh, I hope that if you have a loved one that went to be with the Lord, that you can be at their funeral saying, I'll see you later. What a great blessing that is, and what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, oh, what glory, when I see my Savior's face. Well, that is just good thoughts there, but they're true thoughts, and they're right thoughts. And so, as we begin to look at these things, he says the sufferings of this present time in Romans 8:18 are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, as great as the sufferings are, and we say, how can people endure that much suffering? And we know it's by the grace of God, but wow. And yet, even the worst of suffering will seem minute in comparison of its greatness to the greatness of the glory that shall be revealed in us in Christ Jesus, that day we're in heaven. And so Jesus, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. And oh, he did that in his humanity, and he did. Then that is really an example for us to follow. Stay true to the Word. Never compromise God's truth and God's Word. And know that in the end, the old paths are the right paths.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.